Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Reginald Hardwick. Summertime is a time for travel, but the pandemic has complicated things. We'll now revisit a conversation we had last month on summer road trips in Illinois and surrounding states and how to do it safely. Here's Brian Mackey.
For many of us, summer means travel to a vacation spot or maybe to visit loved ones. And in a non-pandemic year, booking that inexpensive flight would have probably happened pretty quickly at the click of a mouse. But the reality of air travel is now a little different.
Every airline is now deep cleaning their planes and requiring passengers to wear face masks. Frontier is performing temperature checks before boarding. Regardless of whether the middle seat is blocked, infectious disease experts say a sneeze or a cough can travel at least two rows forward and backward.
So as tempting as those low airfares might be right now, as you just heard, traveling on an airplane is a risk. Enter the summer road trip. If you're here in Illinois, there are several outdoor destinations within reasonable driving distance where you can also remain at a reasonable distance from other people. Joining us with a few tips and suggestions is Erica Zazo. She's a freelance travel writer and backpacker based here in Illinois. She's a frequent contributor to Backpacker Magazine and Group Tour Magazine, and also organizes Mappy Hour meetups in Chicago. Erica, welcome to the 21st.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is great to be with you.
So, Erica, first question to you. Would you get on an airplane right now?
I will hard pass that flight across the country right now. I'm a little bit nervous to get on a plane, and I'm going to stick local this summer.
Yeah. So, I've seen you taking some road trips and camping trips lately. Where have you been?
Yeah. Locally here, I live in, up in Chicago, and I like driving down to Indiana and over to Michigan, Wisconsin. Recently I went out to Shade State Park. It's about an hour and 20 minutes west of Indianapolis, and it's a little hidden gem there, west of the city, and it's nearby Turkey Run State Park, if you've ever heard of that. And it's a nice campground. They've got great hike-in sites and also drive-up sites and trails just off of the campgrounds that you can actually hike from your site out into the trails.
And is camping pretty much back open in Indiana? I'm not sure where the status of it is in Illinois right now, but it was closed for a while, but that's something that's more accessible now?
Yeah, they did open up early in the month. And you're getting communications differently from different state parks around in the Midwest. So Wisconsin has their own communications in Michigan and Indiana. So it's important to check out those sites before you go, the DNR sites, to make sure you're getting the accurate information for each region, because each state's handling it a little bit differently.
Sure. So, okay, we're still in the midst of a pandemic, and you know, while Illinois is in phase four of its easing restrictions, it would be unwise to pretend that there are no risks involved here. But you have some suggestions for road tripping safely and responsibly. What can you share about that?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend, if you're traveling to camp or really anywhere you go, try bringing as much of your stuff as you can. That's food and clothes and things. You don't have to make that extra trip locally to a grocery store or a store and kind of disrupting the locals there. I also would recommend continuing to travel on off days and avoid the weekends. A lot of us are looking for vacation time to use up right now that we might have had another trip planned. And I'd still suggest going throughout the week, because it's that less, that many more people that won't be there on the weekdays. If you choose on the weekends, the beaches and the hiking trails are still very crowded.
And so even if you're going camping, let's say you got that little, egg crate thing that holds like two eggs or six eggs, and you've got all your other food supplies in the cooler, but yeah. I mean, you're still probably going to end up sharing facilities for, unless you're bringing like a solar toilet or something like that, you're going to end up sharing facilities for, you know, hygiene and things like that. Any suggestions about that?
Yeah, I would say definitely we want to see people wearing their masks in the state park. When you're on a hiking trail, even if you're having it around your neck, and as soon as you pass a group on the trail coming up, especially if there's kids and like family members who look a bit older, like definitely throw your mask on and keep it on as much as you can throughout the parks. Also, when you're using any sort of public restroom, maybe avoid using that to do things like you can do at your site, like brush your teeth, and try and be as self-sufficient as you can at your own site before going into a public space.
And so I want to ask you, when you were putting together your list of summer road trips in the Midwest, What kind of factors are you taking into account for a place to make it on the list? Like, what makes a perfect road trip destination for you?
Yeah, I would say for me, I like those creature comforts of having, you know, a comfy place to stay, but also having access to nature. So I try to look near like a smaller town, maybe not like the big metropolitan area, but just outside to a medium-sized town, somewhere that's kind of in between your grocery store and like a big natural state forest. And I mean, a really quick tip is just zooming out on Google Maps and like lurking for the green space near you. That's within an hour to 3 hour distance away. And usually if you just search state parks, you've got forests and parks there on the map that you'll be able to spot, and you can kind of do your research from there.
Okay. If you're just joining us, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with travel writer Erica Zazo about trips you can take here in Illinois or in the Midwest that are still, you know, sort of taking into account that we're in the midst of a pandemic. I also want to remind our listeners that you can join our new texting initiative. It's called Text the 21st. You can join by texting the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Yesterday, we asked our texting group, what's your favorite spot to road trip that would still be relatively safe to visit during the pandemic? We got a response from Jan in Savoy, who said one of her favorite spots was the grounds of Japan House at the U of I. Another Savoy listener, Steven, says, I appreciate the calm of Hessel Park, that's in Champaign, Hessel Park, where I can enjoy the shade trees and visit friends from a distance. So, Erica, let's talk about some of the recommendations you made specifically. You have some suggestions beyond just the state parks, including Marquette, Michigan. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah. I hate to drive everybody up into the more remote areas of the Midwest, but also it is a great place where you can find some remote campsites or trails that are less heavily trafficked. So places like Marquette or the Keweenaw Peninsula up in the Upper Peninsula are now open and available for visitors. And there you can find backcountry cabins or campsites that you can book ahead of time, and really just make sure you are going to places that are a little bit more remote and you can avoid those big crowds.
And I understand hiking at Sugarloaf Mountain is another option.
Yeah, Sugarloaf is just 20 minutes northwest of downtown Marquette. So Marquette's great because they have breweries that you can pick up a growler and maybe even take to, back home or where your home base is for the weekend. Or you can go hiking at places like Sugarloaf that still, you know, give you access to everything that's downtown, but are just a short drive away. Also up in the Keweenaw, a popular spot, which is just in an hour and a half west of Marquette, a little bit further north, is the Keweenaw Peninsula. A popular place there is the Porcupine Mountains. There they have rental huts that you can hike into. And there's also a stellar brewery in Keweenaw called Keweenaw Brewery, and they've got a giant patio out back. So there's places that you can find close by the trails to also enjoy things like drinks and food.
Okay. And I just want to mention, we got another response from our texting group from a listener in Rockford who said one of their favorite spots is Rock Cut Park in Rockford. They said it's huge, space for everyone, and it's well maintained. So again, you can answer questions like these, help inform our coverage by joining our texting group. Just text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Erica Zazo, another one of your recommendations is actually a college town, Bloomington, but not the one in Illinois. It's the one in Indiana. Why is this on your road trip list?
Yeah, Bloomington is surprisingly an outdoorsy destination. They've got a number of parks, state parks, and just recreation areas in general. They also have a really awesome trail downtown called the Beeline Trail. It's a 3.1-mile urban biking path. It's an old rail trail that they've now paved over, and you can ride your bike or walk. So there's a number of outdoor destinations there. So if you're having a hard time maybe finding a campsite that's available, maybe try finding a home base, rental, house rental or an apartment rental, and making that your home base, but still finding some outdoorsy spots in the city.
You know, and I we've got to ask about something that we saw on your Instagram that struck us as we were getting ready for this segment. You wrote that Indiana is the new Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, I think all this rain that we've been getting is really, these ferns are in full bloom. And I even walk out my back porch and see ferns blooming. So, you know, you go to some of these areas and you forget that the Midwest has, you know, you might not think of this as your prime destination for outdoor adventure, but really the Midwest has it all here. And you'd be surprised when you're on these trails in Indiana and you're seeing mossy covered rock and sandstone caverns that you can climb into. And it's really a treat, like right in our backyard.
And a lot safer than hopping in an airplane and trying to fly to Oregon at this time. So if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about summer road trip ideas in the Midwest. And we're going to get to some more tips for how to travel safely. We're talking with Erica Zazo, a travel writer and backpacker. Erica, one of your road trip recommendations also holds the promise of cheese curds along the way. Tell us a little bit more about the Wisconsin National Scenic Byway.
Yeah, that byway it's just a beautiful drive. You are going through inland lakes and you've got trees, especially in the fall. If you're driving up in Wisconsin in the fall, the foliage is beautiful. So I think, you know, a common misconception of road trips might be like, I have to get somewhere and then jump out my car and go explore. But really, I think there's also adventure in just driving and exploring on the road. And these scenic byways, like they have up in Wisconsin, are just a long distance drive that along the way you're getting a beautiful experience as you travel up north into the state.
And I've got to ask you about this Lake Michigan story you wrote. I mean, I grew up near Lake Michigan, went boating on it many times, sailed across it overnight once, used to go to the beach. But you've written about a community of women who surf Lake Michigan in the winter, which I have never seen that before. So are there actually any surfable waves in the summertime on Lake Michigan? And where can they be found, if so?
Yeah. I think in the summertime, you might not find quite as many. I think a lot of these women who I wrote about are actually surfing in the middle of winter, which is even more rugged and intense, where they're actually dodging ice chunks that are building up in the Great Lakes. So I think the more north you get up in like Lake Superior, for example, where waves are known to rip, you'll see some people out there in the fall and in the winter. And there's actually a festival that's not happening this year, but the Great Lakes Surf Festival, it was the first time they ever hosted it last year. And we actually got to camp out on the beach and they made some waves on the shore using some boats. But this is the same harbor up in Muskegon that they're seeing waves in the winter come through and people get their wetsuits on that are like 4 inches thick and dive into the icy water. So it's definitely not the first place you think of when you think of surfing, but I think folks will be surprised to come and check out people surfing all times of year, whether it's a stand-up paddleboard or in the winter when they're out there during a storm.
Fascinating. So the last thing I want to ask you about sort of brings in current events to the idea of travel. There's obviously a major movement for racial justice going on in the country right now. And you point out that a portion of the Trail of Tears National Historic Trail goes right through Illinois. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So for the history buffs and not even, you know, native lands is something that people need to think of whenever they're recreating. Where are we standing? Whose land are we occupying? And driving down to the Shawnee National Forest gives you the opportunity to think about that history of Indigenous people in our country. And actually in the Shawnee National Forest, the Trail of Tears ran through during 1838 to 1839 when Black slaves and Cherokee tribes were moved from their homelands through southern Illinois and over into Oklahoma. So there's different historical sites like that that you'll find just in our backyard. And it's great to be educating yourself when you're out in nature and thinking about the history and the people whose foundation we're standing on.
Erica Zazo is a freelance travel writer and backpacker. We'll have links to some of the stories she's written about and some of the ideas she talked about on our Twitter page at 21ST Show. That's 21st Show. Erica, thanks so much for sharing your ideas with us today. This was great.
Yeah. Hope to see you on the trail.
You too.
Before we go, we want to make a pitch for joining our texting group. We've been hearing interesting things from listeners, and it's informing our coverage. Join us by texting the word TALK to 217 800-803-0730. Again, send the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpazon is our engagement producer. Our intern is Zanib Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. The 21st is produced by Illinois Public Media. I'm Reginald Hardwick. Let's talk again tomorrow.